Abby Labar, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes, now joining us on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. So, Abby, how was your trip to Philadelphia? It was very quick.
Got all the sightseeing in. And yeah, no, I'm kidding. We couldn't leave the hotel room either because we are still under NHL COVID protocol via the league. So I really enjoyed the city from my hotel room. I did have a nice view actually. So I just kind
Okay,
of
that's
stared
nice.
out and thought about, whatever you can sit there and think about for however many hours I was in there.
What do you like? Do you get DoorDash, Uber Eats? What do you do in
Oh
those
yeah, U
situations?
Uber Eats. Uber Eats all the way.
Did you order in a cheese steak? What'd you do?
I went, you know what? I thought if I'm going to be in this hotel room, I'm going to get some nice dinner and watch the national championship. So I ordered Del Frisco's. I got myself a salmon
Oh,
and some
nice.
asparagus and a chocolate cake. So can't go wrong with that.
Treat yourself, Abby.
Treat, that's literally the definition of treat
I
yourself.
mean, if you're gonna be stuck in Philly with no actual game to worry about the next day, so be it. All right, so I guess this is kind of, I understand it's the new normal. It's the thing that you know going into this regular season that COVID can derail a week or a game and postponements and everything else. But I got to imagine that the text messages were flying on Monday night going into Tuesday about what happened with Philly and why you guys aren't playing. I'm assuming the players are over it, but I feel like you all are still looking for some answers.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's frustrating for everybody. The next day, I think players and coaches were all still pretty frustrated about the whole situation. I think Monday night it wasn't so much as the frustration came along on Tuesday morning when, first of all, the team was told that they could practice. And, we wake up to text messages that say no practice because there's a basketball court now. So, one, that was frustrating. And then all of a sudden you see, oh, well, look at who is practicing. And it's the Flyers. They have a full team practice. And they even had some extra guys out there that they would have had to actually scratch. And so, and then I think the other thing that came out too was Claude Giroux was off of COVID protocol that morning. So it was, yeah, frustrating for sure, because I think that's when we started to see everything come out from Flyers PR about who was actually available, and they could have 100% put out a full roster that night. But again, look, there's the league has its reasons. Rod Brind'Amour told us today he did not get an explanation. And I think that's the frustrating part about the whole situation, is we all just kind of have to sit here and say, okay, well, if the league wanted to postpone it and the league said that they could postpone it, then you got to go with what their rules are.
Abby Labar, Bally Sports, joining us here on the OG on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Abby, fingers crossed, there will be a game tomorrow at PNC Arena, the Columbus Blue Jackets. Can you guarantee us it'll be just like the one from New Year's Day, where the Canes were down 4-0 and come back and win 7-4?
We would all love to see that again, right? Hey, no, look, the conversation has been, when I, wrote my entire script for the game that was not played last night, the topic of conversation in the pregame show was going to be the comeback Canes, right? It's always fun to see these comebacks, and it's great that the Hurricanes are able to dig in, as Tripp Tracy would say, and dig themselves out of a hole and come back. But the reality is, and this is a cliche coach player talk, you don't want to be in a situation where you are behind. So you can blame the layoff and the weird schedule lately. I think not having a being in a rhythm when it comes to these games doesn't help the slower starts, I guess you could say. But for us fans, hey, we love a good comeback story, and that was probably one of the best we saw. I'm hoping that the Hurricanes can get out in front of this one, though.
And
Abby Labar.
who will be in goal? Can we expect in goal, Abby?
That is the number one question mark. Rod told us so at practice today. We got our first look at Jack LaFontaine, who landed in Raleigh yesterday. He is on the Hurricanes taxi squad as the third goaltender right now because Antti Raanta is still dealing with an injury. So it was Alex Lyon, Freddie Anderson, and Jack LaFontaine. They were kind of switching off reps today. And Rod told us, he gave us the like little smirk. I think he knows what his plan is. He gave us the, you will see during morning skate tomorrow what our plan is, which is usually the case because you have the starting goaltender who skates over to the starter's crease, and then the backup is in the other net. So that will be to be determined. And I think we're all kind of sitting on the edge of our seats waiting to see what happens.
Rod Brindamore just really doesn't have time for much right now. Smirks about who's going to be in net. I think
was it
Sivian who asked him about being the All-Star coach? And he's
it was definitely the answer that you kind of expected from him. He was more so like, cool opportunity, yes, but at the end of the day, it's really just a testament to the team right now. He's like, you know, if the team's winning, then yeah, that's how it works pretty much. So
have you reached the point with Jack LaFontaine joining the team, or was he 24 years old? Have you reached the point now when you look at these guys getting called up because of COVID situations where you're starting to deal with your own age ramifications? These are young guys.
It's funny you say that. Yeah. I mean, like I'm trying to think of, like, I was looking at something on Twitter the other day. I mean, we always talk about, like, Seth Jarvis being 19 years old. Yeah. And I'm sitting here and it's like, am I getting older or are people getting younger? I don't know. I try to think, oh, people are getting younger, so it makes me feel young still. But
yeah, you know what? You know where it hits me is when guys get head coaching gigs and they're younger than me.
That's a good one.
I'm like, that dude's 37. What? Oh no!
I was just watching the national championship game. I think that's where it kind of hit me. I'm like, gosh, I feel like I was just in college, but like, why do all these people look so young? And then I'm like, no, I really wasn't just in college. Like, it has been, I think, like, more than a couple years.
Yeah,
I
graduated over 20 years ago. So yeah, but I do feel like I was just in college until I see a picture. Jillio, you still feel this way, right? Like you were just in college?
Yeah. No.
Oh, see, I still have recurring dreams where I will wake up freaking out. I'm going to be 43. At some point, I'm going to stop having dreams where I wake up and I'm like, oh crap, I have not been to this class all semester and there's this project due. And if I don't finish this project, I'm not going to graduate.
Obvious. I have the same exact dream, and it's a math class. It's the same math class because I hate math, and it's always like it happens all the time. It's like I didn't go online and do any of these math equations that are due, and I have to graduate tomorrow and get all of my math equations done before I can graduate.
Yeah, for me, it's not a math class that's the issue. It's always something that would happen over at Tompkins? What was the
Tompkins Hall? Good old Tompkins Hall.
Right. What was that? Those were all the English classes over at Tompkins. Chass.
I didn't mind.
And Winston. Those are the ones that always would get me. And I'm like, oh no, I don't think I've actually worked on this entire project. Anyway, Abby, we got on a little tangent there. Good luck. Fingers crossed. There's a game tomorrow.
Yeah. No. For sure. So we will all be keeping our fingers and toes crossed. I think there should be. I think Columbus already dealt with some COVID things, so hopefully we'll be good.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.